Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey, health junkies, welcome to my introductory podcast episode. I'm Dr. Janine Krause. I'm a naturopathic doctor, an acupuncturist, and a foodie. I absolutely love cooking. I love hitting up the gym. I love spontaneous adventures and definitely a good laugh. I'm totally obsessed with rebelling against aging and being as healthy as possible. Of course, you'll hear also a lot about my golden retriever, who I can't get enough of. I also love educating anyone and everyone about how their body works and inspiring other folks to take control of their health. So you might be thinking, what's a naturopathic doctor? Well, a naturopathic doctor has training similar to a medical doctor, but with more training in nutrition, herbal medicine, whole foods cooking, and sleuthing out the cause of symptoms. I kind of like to think of myself as a mechanic for the body. I get your body dialed in and tuned up. The reason I use a lot of terms such as dialing in and tuning up is that my dad was a race car driver, and I learned a ton from him about how to diagnose problems with his cars, his race cars in particular. And I would spend countless hours as a kid just watching him kind of go through all the steps to figure out what was wrong with the car. And so I take those similar ways of sleuthing things out and apply it to the body. So I like to think of myself, of course, as a mechanic for the body. Now, what kind of training does a naturopathic doctor have? A naturopathic doctor goes to graduate school just like a regular doctor. So my undergraduate degree is in biology, pre-med. That I went to school at Bastyr University. It's in Seattle. It's one of the top naturopathic medicine schools. So here in the state of Washington, I do see patients every single day and I have an active practice, and I'll share a lot of my tips and things that I've learned with almost a decade of practice under my belt. The Health Fix is all about satisfying your craving for more information about health while providing solutions, hence the fix, to the issues. Also, the idea about the Health Fix is that I just can't get enough of thinking about how to be healthy and educating folks on the best ways to be healthy, to figure out between what's BS and what's legit on the internet. And so I'm here to help to give you it to you straightforward and give it to you just as it is. I love going beyond the basics of the superfood of the week, the health fad of the year, and also throwing a little bit of humor on top of it. So my goal is to really explain why things happen to folks and what to do to fix the issues or prevent them. Honestly, I really started this podcast because I don't want to see any more people come into my office and blame aging for their symptoms. You know, I hear so many people go, oh, I'm just getting older. That's why I'm tired. I'm just getting older. That's why I have a muffin top and can't get my weight off. My skin's dull. I'm in a crappy mood. I can't sleep. I hate my life. Blah, blah, blah. All of that is not what I want people to be dealing with. You do not have to blame things on aging. So there's so much more out there, and I'm here to help you to figure it all out and give it to you straight. Life is way too short to give up and let yourself go. So I'm going to give you some tools to take control of your health while inspiring you not to forget about having fun and being yourself. And we'll focus on that a lot because my philosophy is that we forget as adults how to have fun. We forget who we are. We forget things that we like. We forget who we were when we were five and we miss that person. And you know what? Forgetting about that person, stuffing that person down, and not being your true self totally causes you to be stressed out. And I'm going to show you how to get that back. You're going to get back your youth. And so that's part of this podcast as well, is making sure that we have some having fun. All right. So who is this podcast for? The Health Fix is for anyone who wants to know how to take control of their health naturally and rebel against aging. You may also be a seasoned health junkie, or you may be a newbie to getting healthy. This podcast is for all spectrums, anywhere you are in life in terms of getting yourself healthy. The idea is you just have to have interest in being healthy, and you want to know how to fix or prevent all the signs and symptoms that things might be wrong in the body. As I mentioned before, I have found that way too many folks have lost their groove in life. They've either put their families or their careers first and stopped paying attention to themselves. They want to be healthy and look good too, and they research a ton on the internet, but there's not enough time to research it all, and there's so much conflicting information out there that sometimes we just give up because one day it says to do this, the next day it says to do that. And so instead of focusing on your health, you do nothing because you're confused. The best way to get the most value from the Health Fix is definitely, of course, to listen to the episodes where I'm going to share the latest research, what's working in my office and my colleagues' offices, in addition to tips and guest interviews. I'm going to teach you how to take actions for yourself. Each episode will always have an action item that is meant to inspire, give you a nudge, or support you in reclaiming your health and your youth. I'm also going to help you to get some inspiration from people and other guests featured on the show. So the idea here is that I'm going to bring in some of my patients. I'm also going to bring in some guest speakers, people who I look up to, people that are amazing in the natural health world, and get them on here and give you some tips as well. Of course, this podcast isn't just about me sharing information. I want to interact with you. I want to be able to answer your questions. I also want to see what you're interested in learning about. So you can get in touch with me via my website. I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook group, and I also have a Pinterest site where I literally collect all of the great stuff that I find on Pinterest that I see as great resources. So everything from anybody who's eating gluten-free to having autoimmune types of issues to how to get in more protein. I've got all that meal planning, all that good stuff on my Pinterest site. So go over to my website, drjkrausnd.com, and say hello and let's get in touch, and I'll help you to learn whatever you want to learn about. I'm here as a resource. All right. The big thing here for me is sharing tidbits, good information, quality information with you. And as is always with every single one of my episodes, you will see that I am going to share kind of the tip of the day or the big piece of the day. I'm going to start off with having fun. One big piece of information, because so many of us get so stuck in just our faces buried in our laptops, our tablets, and we lose touch with the people that are around us. We do not go out and have fun like we used to. And we just get caught up in our life and forget that we are all still kids trapped in adult bodies. So tip number one, let your inner kiddo come out to play and smile every single day. Now, let me tell you a little story. I have this great patient. I've been working with her for years. And she came to me tired and wired and had gained 20 pounds in a year and couldn't sleep past 3 a.m. no matter what she tried. She had dry skin. She had sunspots. She just was feeling depressed, some random anxiety attacks here and there. She felt like her whole life was crashing down around her. She felt trapped in a job that held her hostage. She was working long hours. She was working on weekends. She couldn't remember the last time she hung out with her friends, spent a night actually talking to her husband without her face buried in her computer. Sound familiar out there to anybody? This guy was at a low point. I was like, all right, let's do the big assessment here. And so this is tidbit for you. I'm going to give you two nuggets today. Tidbit number two is looking at your routine. What do you do in the span of waking up and going to bed? Is it chaos? Do you have a routine, or is it just willy-nilly? You're doing this, you're doing that. There's no set routine. Back to tidbit number two, routine. Have fun every day. Schedule it in to your routine. And I will put up my routine planner and routine guide on my website so that you can download it for free and use it to help you to schedule your day. I bet some of you right there are going, oh my gosh, I do not want to schedule my day. I don't like structure. Let me tell you this. Not having structure creates chaos. Chaos is like a big bear chasing you, and it raises your cortisol levels. The more structured, the more organized that your life is, the less stress you're going to have. Plus, major big tidbit here. Look at me. I'm full of information today. This is tidbit number three. Even though usually I'm going to kind of pare it down to one, I'm excited because this is my intro episode, and I'm going to give you tidbit number three. I want you to all sit down and think about your greatest day ever. If you could have the best day ever, what would you be doing? That is absolutely key here and something to consider for how to get the best life you could possibly have in terms of having fun. We got out my routine planner and we started going through it. We set her bedtime, we set her wake time, we figured out when she was gonna eat. We also determined what time she was gonna have some fun, what time she was gonna relax, all of it, and we put it down in this whole routine planner. And one of the things that we kept in mind when we were going through this routine planner is that we were focusing on her best day ever. Because a lot of us will sit there with a routine planner, we're gonna sit there and go, oh, this is the most boring thing ever. I don't like structure. I don't want my life structured. But what if we took a twist on that and we thought, all right, structure sucks, okay? But if we make every single day our best day ever, so we take this routine planner and we make it into what we really want to happen during our day, then it becomes a nice structure. I have these on my website. You can grab them. Go over there, grab them if you're thinking this sounds like a good idea. I really want to do this. And really channel it in. Be like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 7 o'clock, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to schedule in breaks. I'm going to schedule in breathing time. I'm going to schedule in relax time. And this stuff is key, because I find that the only people who get breaks in life are those who smoke. Now, no offense to smokers. Granted, it's not healthy. We know that. But the only people who really truly get breaks are smokers. And it's kind of funny, because the rest of us that don't smoke, we just work. And hey, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Have you seen The Shining? Go watch it if you haven't. You do not want to become Jack Nicholson. So I digress. Let's jump back into what happened with my patient here. So we looked at her schedule and we made it her best day ever. And now you also might be thinking that work has you controlled and this and that and the other, and you have to work around your kids and your work. Okay, that's great. But you also can add in things that you enjoy. And that's what this routine planner is about. It's getting you to add in things that you enjoy. So this patient of mine was normally going to bed at 11 o'clock at night and getting up at 3 in the morning. Anyone who could do math, that's not a lot of time to sleep. So the sign of that is that's cortisol excess. So that's that stress hormone pumping. She's having difficulty keeping herself asleep because, well, she's going to bed at 11 o'clock because she's got her computer, you know, in her face until that time frame. If you have screens in your face with light, you can't shut down your brain. And so at that point, you try to go to bed, but now your brain's still active. It messes up your sleep and wake cycles. So first things first is we've got to get rid of screen time, or at least decrease screen time at night. Typically, I have people 1 to 2 hours before bed. You got to cut off that screen time. And so that little gland in your brain called the pineal gland, that guy makes melatonin, which is an antioxidant that helps you to sleep. Let it do its job and it'll help to regulate cortisol. It takes about a week to reset it, but it can totally happen. Now, there are herbs that you can use too to help with cortisol. I'm going to talk about them a little bit later. Now, this gal who's going to bed at 11, 12 o'clock at night and waking at 3, when she gets up at 3, she's wired and tired. She can feel her body shaking from the inside out, but yet she's exhausted. So she feels like she could run a marathon, but she knows mentally she is fatigued. You know, sentences aren't coming together. She's pooped out. Now, we also found that she was skipping meals. She had long time between meals. She was eating popcorn, crackers, chocolate for dinner and drinking some wine. As we all know, that sounds amazing, but it's not a substitution for a quality dinner. And the reason that she gave me for these types of dinners is that she got home and she was just too tired to think of anything. She just wanted what was quick. So, you know, imagine a bear getting into a kitchen. You're going to rip into whatever bag that you can get your hand in as fast as possible. Because cooking something, gosh, that takes too long. And you want food in your mouth now. So there you have it. Now, in this whole look at her life and what was happening, we're also noticing that during the day, she never had any breaks. She wasn't drinking very much water, and she never had time to get her exercise in because every single night she was working till 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. And so when you're waking at 3 and you have to be to work at 7, it's sometimes hard to kind of figure all this out. And she wasn't into getting up and going to work out, because some people would say, oh, well, if you wake up at 3, why don't you get to the gym by 5? Well, if you're wired but tired, sometimes it's hard to get yourself together and go. Now, sometimes we have to put together the schedule a little bit better, and then we can get her into working out, or at least walking or doing something of that nature. My fix to all of this chaos, of course, as I already have mentioned a couple times, is the routine planner. We sat down and we scheduled out her day. We worked on it specifically because this routine planner works to schedule sleep and wake cycles. It's literally resetting your cortisol levels, because naturally our cortisol levels rise to wake us up, and then they slowly decline throughout the day so that it can put us to sleep. Peak points for cortisol would be 6 to 8 a.m. That's the ideal time to wake up. Ideal time to go to bed is 10, 11 o'clock at night because that's when your cortisol drops and it's going to be at its lowest point. It's going to slowly rise over the course of the nighttime while you're supposed to be sleeping. And that's what's supposed to happen in a natural state. But unfortunately, because we are addicted to our tablets, our cell phones, our computers, we mess with that. And oftentimes, our little caveman brain think it's daytime out still, you know, well into 10, 11 o'clock at night. And so the idea here is to train your brain and your body to go to sleep, much like if we went back to caveman times where we lived by the sunlight and we relaxed when it became dark out. The idea here is slowly making your evening darken in your house. If you have dimmer switches on your lights, program them or start to turn them down in the evening and really work to put yourself to bed. Now, I know this sounds silly. Like, what am I, 3 years old? Your caveman brain is, technically, in terms of your basic functions. Big, big key thing here is sleep and wake cycles. Same thing with this when planning out your routine. You got to do it on the weekends too. We mess with ourselves. Most of the time we get out of balance because we have different schedules on our weekends compared to weekdays. We'll stay up later. We'll sleep in. All of that switch of routine messes with your cortisol levels. Cortisol is released from your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are your fight or flight glands. The fight or flight glands, these are the ones that cause the little old ladies to lift trucks off of cars or off of people, whatever, Hercules type of actions in the event of an accident. It is your adrenaline release gland. And this guy gets pumping all the time because we live in a fast-paced environment. Our genetics have not caught up to our caveman self. Big idea here is that you want to make sure that you schedule your sleep and wake times throughout the week, throughout the weekend. The weekends mess with us, like I said. A lot of people are going to go, oh my gosh, I can't sleep in. I'd love to sleep in. Well, it messes with you. And honestly, over time, it messes with your stress levels. So if you have a stressful environment, a stressful work, you definitely want to keep your sleep and wake. So falling asleep and getting up same time every single day, Monday through Friday, in addition to Saturday and Sunday, all the time. The next part of this routine planner is that we are scheduling eating because way too many of us skip meals. We don't eat frequently enough. We don't fuel ourselves up for the day properly. If you skip breakfast, it's okay, but once you start eating for the day, you better start eating every 3 to 4 hours or at least every 4 hours, just something. It doesn't have to be a big buffet every single meal. The idea is keep your blood sugar balanced. Why? Because cortisol, the stress hormone, rises when our blood sugar drops. Anytime we're gonna have, you know, long time, six or more hours between a meal, it's gonna stress us out. It also causes weight gain. Why? Because if you don't get food, then the body's gonna take that next meal and go, oh, I might not get food, I'm gonna hoard this. So it's gonna store it. So planning your meal times, that reduces stress. Next key thing here is working on scheduling in breaks throughout the day. A lot of us will get to work. We get started, say 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Maybe you get started earlier, whatever it may be. You get started, you hit the ground running. And then next thing you know, it's noon, it's 1, it's 2 o'clock. And you're like, wow, okay, what have I done with my day? Crazy to not take a break because your brain's working on overload. It needs a timeout. So timeouts, you guys familiar with those? Yeah, we're adults, but we need timeouts. And sometimes if you have to put yourself in the corner, great. I usually tell folks, get a corner. Put all the things you love that relax you in that dang corner and use it as your quote dunce cap corner or your timeout corner, but it's all yours and you need it to close your eyes, relax, breathe, have a virtual vacay, pick a place that you love, go to it. So the idea here is to just take a step back from the craziness of the day. It doesn't have to be a long time. It could be 5 to 10 minutes. So say you don't have a corner because you work in a cubicle or whatever. Well, technically cubicles do have corners, but that's neither here nor there. Sometimes you can get out and you can go walk. You can walk around the office. You can even go to the bathroom and do a little breathing techniques. So breathing resets your nervous system. A 5-count inhale and a 7-count exhale, 5 to 10 times, that's all you need to reset your nervous system. So if you're having a day that is just out of control, you're tripping out, that's what you need to do. Go walk, go breathe, go sit in the bathroom if you have to, or sit in your corner of your cubicle in your happy place. Now I want everybody here in their office to have a little corner that is their happy place. So maybe it's a picture of your favorite vacation spot. I don't care. Go do it. You need it. And you could stare at it and imagine yourself there because having some break time is key. Now, I might have some people out there going like, yeah, that's never going to happen. Well, guess what? You need it. And so thinking about best day ever, go back to that and go, okay, what would be part of my best day ever that I could sneak into this break time? Because if you plan out this routine and you plan it out with the mindset of what is my best day ever, you might be able to sneak in a little tidbit. Like imagine that you like coffee. Okay, great. So maybe you get to go out to Starbucks every day for a little snack or a break. Maybe you can't afford that. Okay, great. Why don't you make some like bomb coffee at your office yourself and go for a little mini stroll around the block with that coffee? Hey, why not? So, all right, we've got that there. I've probably beat that one to death. So you have your breaks during the day. You need one kind of mid-morning, somewhere between 10, like 9, 30, 10, 11 o'clock at night, or not at night, at daytime, depending on what your schedule is, of course. If you go over to my website, you can download the planner and get a better sense of what works for you. Then you need another break somewhere between 2 and 4 o'clock. Two reasons here. It's after lunch, and a lot of us after lunch are tired, and a lot of us after lunch are hunting. So we go looking for the candy dish, we go looking for the vending machine, we think about what kind of treats we could find in our purse. Maybe we go see our neighbor who we know stashes chocolates in her drawer. You know what I'm talking about. So if you have that problem between 2 and 4 o'clock, then you definitely need to schedule in a mini vacay break. So mini vacay break or a little break means you just get up, you go walk, you stretch, anything, just to get away from staring at your computer or whatever it is that you do. Now, you may be thinking, say you're a doctor like me, or say you are a lawyer, say you have a job in which it's a little bit difficult to get away from the desk. Well, you know what? You're in control of your schedule. You can put in that break. And say those of you who are like, oh, I never get a break, and you're not your own boss, well, hey, law is that you get 2 15-minute breaks a day if you work 8 hours. How many people actually take those? Guess what? It's by law. You get the break. So schedule it in. Do something fun. But this 2 to 4 time is when cortisol takes kind of a little bit sharper drop heading towards getting you to bed. And this is a critical time to go and chill. Another big thing that you can do here is get in some tea. The best type of tea is holy basil tea in the afternoon. Reason being is because it's not going to keep you awake, but it's going to help your adrenal glands. Those little glands, those fight or flight glands I mentioned, it also helps to balance cortisol. So I like to have every afternoon around 2:30, my thing is a cup of Tulsi tea. So Tulsi is holy basil. You can get it at all the major grocery stores. It's not hard to find. You can get it loose leaf too, but you could get it in bags. So Tulsi tea, holy basil to counter that 2 to 4 o'clock craziness. The other thing you could do, if you have major sugar cravings between 2 and 4 o'clock, you could get an amino acid called L-glutamine. L-glutamine helps to curb carb cravings, so sugar cravings, things of that nature, but it also helps to soothe out your nervous system. It helps boost glutamate in the body. One teaspoon of that and a little bit of water, you've got a little sweet flavor to it. Stir it up, drink it down. You could add it to your Tulsi tea, and now you've got a nice little afternoon cocktail. Say you get to the evening and you're going home from work and you get home from work. What's your routine? Well, I know a lot of people that get home from work and the first thing they do is they go in the kitchen and they start foraging for food. Big issue here. Why? Because most of us, if we've went from noon and now it's like 6 or so and we're getting home, that's a long time to not eat. So yeah, you're going to turn into a bear and then you're going to eat things that you don't want to eat and you're going to gain weight. So you need to go back to the 2-4 o'clock and have a snack with that Tulsi tea. So good protein snack. You could do nuts. You could do seeds. You could do dried unsweetened coconut shreds. You could do a little protein shake if you had access to that. Or you could do a little apple and nut butter. Don't forget that at that same time at the 2 or 4 o'clock, you need a little snack because that's going to prevent you from getting home and being a big bear, a big creature. You get home. What do you do when you get home from work? First thing is to bypass the kitchen. Go and do something relaxing. Maybe you go to your timeout corner at your house, your little lady or man cave, or maybe you go take a shower, maybe go stretch. I like to foam roll. Those kind of things are fun too. Or maybe you change your clothes and you go out for a walk or you go to the gym. Absolutely key here. Good stuff to wind down from the day because we need to process what happened during the day and we need to let it go. Because a lot of us hold on to it and that's why we can't sleep because our mind's going before we go to bed. Letting go of the day, absolutely key in the afternoon when you get home. Another big thing is considering an amino acid called L-theanine. It is an amino acid that is an extract of green tea, and L-theanine is amazing for chilling you out and helping you to unwind from the day. Usually I have people take 200 milligrams of it, and you can take up to 1,000 milligrams of it. It's a little expensive, but if you're really struggling with anxiety, you could totally do it. What I would do is 200 milligrams, wait like an hour, see how you feel. If you're still feeling a little amped, take another. See how it goes. Some people that are in my practice, I use 400 milligrams of L-theanine when they get home from work, and then another 400 before they go to bed. You could do it in different variations, 200, 200, see how it goes. But L-theanine is amazing for getting you to go to bed and just really winding down your brain from the day. Now, does it work for everybody? No. There are some people that L-theanine does absolutely nothing. And then in that case, sometimes I use passion flower, or sometimes I'll also use a little 5-HTP at night. And 5-HTP is 5-hydroxytryptophan. It is a precursor to serotonin. If anyone's depressed, 5-HTP can help and just really help to get the brain on point and feeling good. I'll go into those things later. This podcast is really all about getting you started with setting good routines for yourself. Last part of this is you've got your evening, right? We got you home, you had your dinner. Now what do you do after dinner? A lot of us after dinner will sit down and plop ourselves in front of the TV and start watching TV shows that are like cop shows and shoot 'em up shows. What does that do to your brain? Well, it amps you up. And so this is another reason why we might have trouble sleeping. If you're gonna watch your favorite TV shows, maybe do it closer to dinner time. And then after that, try to work really hard on winding yourself down before you go to bed. What my husband and I do every single night, and we found this to be extremely effective, is that in that hour to 2 hours before bed, and I'll be honest that sometimes it's not always 2 hours, but it could be an hour and a half, we will go for a walk. It may be a 5-minute walk some nights. It might be a 20-minute walk. Sometimes it's an hour walk, depending on what we feel like doing. But we go outside, we take the dog. It's rain, it's shine. I live in the Seattle area, in Tacoma in particular. It rains a lot here. We go. Who cares? It's a really nice way to set for your brain that it's nighttime, and it's a really great way to wind down. Another thing that I have people doing is dimming down the lights. Keep a lamp on, soft light, or dim down your overhead lights in your bedroom or wherever you are most comfortable, and work on foam rolling, stretching, restorative yoga before bed. It's amazing to just get the mind to relax. Something to keep in mind. The other big thing at this time frame is really thinking about planning fun. So planning vacations, working on the future, just kind of thinking about by what day you want to go to, I don't know, the Cayman Islands. I talk about the Caymans a lot. We have a place down there with our in-laws. It's a great place. And so anyway, I think about that often in the evening, because that way I can work to just kind of get my brain in a happy place, in a really chill place. Going back to best day ever, think about what you would do to chill out in the evening. Now, a lot of people might be thinking, I'm going to have some wine. Okay, wine's great. I've got wine memberships. I love wine. But once we get over about one glass, and I'm talking about 4 to 5 ounces there, it's too much for the brain and too much for the liver. Our livers are bogged down because we're stressed out. Honestly, please don't use wine to relax you all the time, but perhaps create yourself a little bit of an evening cocktail like L-glutamine. You could put that in then. I had mentioned it earlier at 2 to 4. You could try it again in the evening, especially if you have nighttime cravings for like ice cream and brownies and all the good stuff in the universe. Nevertheless, the idea here in the evening is just really to work on chilling yourself out. Get a routine going to put yourself to bed. Think about when you're a kid, your mom oftentimes read to you and usually the light was kind of dim. Hey, I'm totally fine with people reading. The big problem is though we have the Kindles and all those things, go back to old school books for a little bit, or at least put the dimmer light on the Kindle. There are things that have filters so that it's a little bit better. Just go back to the old school way. Get some magazines, go old school and flip through these things, or journal. That's my other favorite way to dump all of the crap that's in my head. I do a nice journal in the evening. You might be thinking, okay, all those suggestions are great, but what the heck happened to your patient? Definitely not letting stress get to her. She's lost that weight and she's feeling great. So you can do it too. Just go and grab that routine planner and get started. Make your greatest day ever come to life. All right, this podcast was all about the importance of routines, taking breaks, eating regularly, and having fun. In future podcasts, I aim to reinforce the importance of routines, like pooping, for example, a routine everyone should celebrate. Now that sounds kind of funky, but hey, I'm a naturopath. We love to talk about poop. Poop is probably my favorite thing. You can actually go to a video on my website of me talking about poop, but poop is cool. It's a great routine. We'll get into that someday. I also plan to add in common questions that I get from patients, and I'll throw in some patient stories along the way. If you have questions, you can always go to my Facebook group. You can find the way to join it on my website at Dr. J. Krause www.healthfixnd.com and join in the conversation. I've got a lot of great folks in there, and we are always talking about something good. I love to share health information. I do a lot on my website, but I also have a lot of free resources and a blog that breaks down all kinds of health concerns, from itchy skin to tummy problems. I've got you covered on a lot of different bases. Head over to drjkrausnd.com to get more of your health fix. So this was my introductory episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Go out, schedule some fun stuff for yourself, create your best day ever. I look forward to giving you more information on subsequent episodes of The Health Fix. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, "Do you think I'm aging too fast?" So I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.